Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hour number 3, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday afternoon. Crazy, wild ride. First 2 hours of the show. If everything is canceled in the sports world, by the end of today, Chase will put on a concert tomorrow for the show.
I'll bring my guitar in.
He's going to bring a guitar in. Elijah, I don't know if you play anything, any instruments.
Not well, but I can try. We'll find out how well I can learn instruments.
What do you think you could attempt to play?
I took a piano 2 class in high school, skipped over one because I knew the teacher, so I got to take the piano 2 class, and we will not disclose my attendance in that class my senior year of high school. But I learned like 2 or 3 songs. I could probably play Mary Had a Little Lamb. I think I can remember that.
So you're not like Elton John. You weren't born and just looked at a piano and just said, hey, I can play this.
Right.
With no official teaching.
Let's just say to equate me to Elton John in terms of piano performance, it'd be a little bit of a stretch.
Okay, so there's a gap.
A little, yeah, but we can find out how big that gap is.
Okay, man, we may do that tomorrow.
That's a tease.
If everything has been canceled. The dope of the century goes to the dope award of the century goes to the Big East. Which
I don't know. I might nominate another organization for that, but continue.
Okay.
With what I'm going to read in a second.
Okay. The Big East, who evidently did not get any of the memos, all their electronics must have died. They didn't charge anything overnight. They continued their play while everybody was canceling around them their tournaments. They had St. John's and Creighton play the first half, and then at the half, they said, yeah, we're done with the tournament. That was being played at Madison Square Garden. So the Big East, and I think there's just a couple of more that haven't officially said they're done. SEC has halted play of all athletics for the rest of the month. Some conferences have shut down. The Ivy League has shut down spring sports, period. Most schools and universities have gone online. And as Tim Corbin told us the first hour of the show, Vanderbilt didn't even have online classes. So that was interesting that now the whole university has been told to go home. And, in fact, today I think was the last day, right? They've got to get out of the dorms and everything. And then they're going to be doing things the rest of the semester online. So who is your bigger dope than the Big East?
The TSSAA has announced new attendance policy for state tournaments. They just put this out. Beginning with the Friday, March 13th session, attendance at the remainder of the girls' state tournament and throughout the boys' state tournament will be limited to the team party, 23-person maximum, which includes varsity players, coaches, and team support personnel, their immediate families, and school administrators of the qualifying schools. Immediate family includes parents, step-parents, guardians, siblings, other members living in the athlete's household, including grandparents. School administrators will be required to provide a list of those persons meeting the qualifications for entry. So basically what they're saying is they're not going to have fans, but the tournament is still going on.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. That's they're in the running. There's no doubt.
Like, why? Do you not see what's going on that colleges and pro sports? I mean, they're stopping, and you're not.
That one's a head scratcher. TSSAA, you might want to get with the program. Just saying. Yep.
Anyone not on the approved list will not be allowed entry, even if the individual has previously purchased a ticket.
So all other sporting events can be canceled, but you think it should be business as usual for you, for high schoolers.
Reading this more, upon entry, spectators are urged to take advantage of the available seating and not gather in crowds. Elderly individuals and those who suffer from chronic illness are at higher risk for more severe symptoms if they contract the virus and should consider the fact consider this fact when deciding to attend. Unbelievable.
Elliot Friedman just tweeted out just now, waiting for official announcement, but word is NHL planning for suspension / hiatus with a hope to return. Obviously, no one knows how things could proceed at this time, but that is the goal. So still no word officially from the National Hockey League.
We were scheduled to be joined by Tom Hart today at 1:30. I just got told he's flying out, as you can imagine.
So. Everybody is leaving. I kind of expected that. Who knows what will happen with Elliot Friedman. Nate has suggested on Twitter that tomorrow needs to be the first edition of Elijah telling home ghost stories for the show.
Yes.
Now
we
that
do
I
need
can
to have
do.
That tomorrow.
Now, that I can do. I can do that.
I'm all in favor. But do you have any proof? Do you have any audio? Do you have any disembodied voices? Anything that we can play over the air for our listeners to be like, wow, that's spooky?
I can try. But other than my anecdotal evidence, that's almost all I can provide
I don't need
at the moment.
Talking and then like Nick in the background going, ooh, like that's like nobody's going to believe that.
Yeah. See, don't know if Nick's got the ghost impersonation down just yet, but we could work on it.
Or go boo. Like no, ooh. That's not going to work.
And provide sound effects.
Yeah, we need some like real juicy stuff.
Yeah.
Can you like stay up tonight and just record your house?
I'll just put a little recorder by my Xbox.
Yeah.
And just wait for it to turn on and timestamp it. And say, this is the time that my Xbox turned on and I was asleep.
Maybe you invoke. I'm just saying.
Maybe. Maybe crazier stuff will happen.
Maybe
at
you
that
just
point
say, hey, if you don't talk to me now, no more. Get out. If you don't talk to me right now. I mean, I'm just saying, you may want
to. On my way to go buy other essentials at the grocery store, I can maybe stop by somewhere and pick up a Ouija board, and we can chronicle more
no,
stuff.
I did not encourage that. I did not say that.
But you're thinking it.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not going to say that out loud. I just said, you talk to the ghost.
Why, that's one way to do it, allegedly.
Is there anything at the stores left?
I don't know.
Are the shelves cleaned out?
I've heard that toilet paper, it's hard to find.
I told you coming in this morning I thought it was 1998 driving in this morning.
Yeah, it's
I
old
told
Nashville.
You it was eerie. It was old Nashville. It was crazy how easy it was to get in this morning.
Did you read Pierre LeBrun's tweet from about 2 minutes ago when I was reading the TSSAA and hitting
is
my head on the
is
table.
Is he ripping the TSSAA too?
No, he says, source says Gary Bettman has just put it on the table to NHL governors, put the season on hold. So far, no opposition from owners on the call. So. It's coming.
How could you really, I mean.
Yeah.
How bad would look that be if you opposed?
Right.
Like I said, the league can't. Even if Board of Governors said, you know what, hey, you know, we gotta probably just need to, it's okay, we'll just no attendance, but we'll do, the commissioner, Gary Babbin's got to step in and say, yeah, guys, we can't have
no sports in
the country, and yet, you know, in North America and Canada, and there's no sports, but yet we're going to business as you, or not as usual, but we're going to conduct business. I mean, you can't, you get, at this point, you get destroyed, like the Big East, like those dopes in the Big East.
Yep.
Right? And right now, TSSAA, figure it out. Like, you got to stop. Cease, okay? You cannot conduct your tournament. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, in everything I'm reading from all the insiders, they're saying waiting for the official announcement, but it looks like it's done. So, you have to. I mean, that's the right move. And, you know, I'm reading other people that are reporting this about the TSSAA and their policy that they just tweeted out they're going to get blasted and eventually have to, you know, reverse course and say, hey, we're going to cancel. I mean, that's what everybody is doing.
Can we just come back tomorrow and just play, like, memorable games in the 2016-2017 playoff run to the Stanley Cup for the Preds? Just play the memorable games.
Yeah, that might be what we do. That. Do.
I've told myself that if the NCAA tournament gets canceled, I'm going back to the 2016 NCAA tournament where MTSU upset Michigan State and Villanova beat North Carolina at the buzzer. I'll just watch every single game of that and pretend it's live.
We could, let's just do memorable games that have happened in our market, and we'll just play those tomorrow.
It's like ESPN Classic, but ESPN 102.5 The Game Radio Classic.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I did hear Greg Sankey, who's supposed to address the media in about 15 minutes, when he was having a conversation with, who was he having a courtside conversation
with?
Carl Ravitch, that's right. And I was going to say Marty Smith, and I knew it wasn't Marty Smith. Carl Ravitch that we were watching during one of the breaks, and he said that, Greg Sankey said that he had talked to Georgia and Ole Miss, and he specifically said, Kermit Davis, maybe asking the coaches, are you sure your kids are ready to play tonight? And he said that Kermit Davis said emphatically yes. And I told Chase, I said, I don't believe that Ole Miss's
you can't
kids
tell
ready
me
to play.
That that's
I don't believe they're ready to play last night.
That it wasn't a distraction.
It has to be. It has to be a little bit.
The Vikings have now suspended travel for coaches and scouts until further notice and reviewing restrictions on large public gatherings. Adam Schefter putting that out there.
Teresa on Twitter wants to know, if all sports are canceled, what are we going to talk about on the show? Have you been listening? We told you. Ghost stories at Elijah's house, and Chase is going to sing and play the guitar.
Bring in my guitar.
Or, as what we just suggested, maybe great sports games that have happened in our market. We'll just play those back. I think, yes, MTSU beating Michigan State, it's got to be on the list.
Here we go. ESPN's Jeff Passan, MLB expected to suspend operations indefinitely.
MLB?
MLB.
MLB. Well, if MLB is suspending operations, you know what that means for the National Hockey League. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donnie, and Chase on the other side. But right now, I want to talk to all the men out there.
Talk to them.
I am. Been telling you for years about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. We were just very close by yesterday over at Kroger in Franklin. That's not too far away at all from Cool Springs MD. And over the years, they know a lot of you have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, the board-certified physician over there, his wife Daphne Lodge, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff want to give you men the treatments that are required to improve your quality of life. And I hope you want that like I do. Their services have already helped a lot of you here in the Middle Tennessee area and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems, your energy levels, your cognitive function, and a lot more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, make that appointment like I have. 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291, or you can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com. The people have spoken. They have said, we want to hear winning Preds games in the playoffs. So, let's go to the Western Conference Finals. We'll see you tomorrow. Game 6.
Go Ape!
Elijah, take it away. We'll see you tomorrow. No. A lot of people are saying that, by the way.
Yeah, we got somebody on the text line that said, with all the sports taking a break, is there a way to listen to old Preds radio broadcasts?
People on Twitter have said the same thing. Like, yeah, I'd be interested in some cool moments in that run. Cool games. Well, there was a lot of magical games.
So Jeff Passan, who covers, he's the
by
MLB
the way,
insider.
How about this report we saw during the break? Michigan State, when they got word that, you know, the Big Ten tournament with 14 teams was canceled.
Yeah.
Michigan State had never even left for Indianapolis. They were still at home.
Like,
yeah, that's cool. Well, that's great. We're still at home.
Yeah, we're not going.
We That's good that you canceled it. We were not even.
Yeah, we knew you were going to do that. So
yeah, we're not in Indy. Thanks.
Jeff Passon says, for anyone questioning MLB's potentially suspending spring training, I'll refer to David Price as he walked into the Dodgers facility about an hour ago. Quote, "It's got to happen. This is so much bigger than sports. I've got two kids," end quote. The feeling is shared by many, many in the game. Reports everywhere that MLB is suspending operations.
And their season was not set to take place until the end of the month. And they're already ceasing operations. I wonder how they're going to handle spring training. I'm sure they won't.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just going to start the season whenever they do, right?
Yeah.
That gets bagged?
I would think.
Yeah. I don't think you can come back and do extended spring training, can you? And how are you going to cram? And by the way, depending on how many games they miss, how do you make up or do you? I don't think they're going to make up. Whatever they miss, I think they're just going to miss.
Yeah. I think so, too. Now that's one of those things that could open Pandora's box a little bit. Let's say they end up playing 150 games, not 162.
You know, I will be in favor.
I think everybody would. Or
what if they only played 145?
Or
people would say, I kind of like that better.
What if they missed a few games and they go, all right, we'll do doubleheaders. Do some doubleheaders, have some actual scheduled doubleheader. Because if they still wanted to play 162, but they actually scheduled doubleheaders, I would not be opposed to that. Have some true doubleheaders, like back in the day. I'd be all about that.
You're not going to get any resistance from me. I've said all along, if I could run it 145 and have doubleheaders, no way. To me, I know October, they've deemed that's their month. I get it. There's no way. I would have that regular season ending a month earlier than it does now.
Mm-hmm.
A month earlier. And then starting the playoffs. I know because I've lived it. I've been in it. So I understand what it feels like. I would never have a blizzard or snow or 30-degree weather for the biggest stage in your sport. It's ridiculous. You play your entire year in really, really scorching hot temperatures, or the bulk of your entire year in great weather and hot weather, and then you're going to have your biggest stage with snow? No. Or 30 degrees? No.
Yeah.
That's me.
I think what is so interesting about this is, all these leagues are pausing, and there have been conversations. You know, we talk in the NFL about adding a game. There have been conversations in even the NBA, reducing the schedule. Baseball, you and I have had the NASCAR discussion for years about that they run too many races and the season goes too long. Well, now they may not have a choice because of all this to reduce some of the, the games. And they may look at it and go, okay, well, maybe we try that, for real, see what happens. Because if you took a month off the baseball season, it'd be fine. And you could go, maybe you don't play 162, but you could go to, 152, let's say, and still schedule in some doubleheaders and just have it that way. And then you'd be fine. I don't see why that's a big problem.
It's also time for the TSSAA to figure this out, okay?
Yeah, I know.
I know you've got restrictions on attendance. Give me a break. These tournaments need to cease just like everything else.
In the words,
these are high school athletes, high school students. Stop it.
Yep. In the words of Jim Ross, stop the damn match.
You look bad.
Yep.
It's a bad look, TSSAA. Bad. Rick Barnes, the SEC basketball tournament was supposed to tip at noon today. Tennessee and Alabama was supposed to get the action started.
Greg Sankey is close to taking the podium, too, is what I just got told.
Can we run that live, Elijah, or no?
Yeah, we should. They're in a commercial break right now, but
if the SEC Network streams it, we can. But I just got a text from somebody that's there. Marquise is there.
Yeah.
So,
Greg on Twitter just tweeted us a GIF of, it says, Elijah's Ghost Adventures. How about that?
I like
that. He wants it to be a segment or the whole show.
I was going to say, without any sports, we can make that as long as we want.
Elijah's Ghost Adventures is a new show that we could have on this show. And he's got a really cool GIF.
GIF.
So let's hear from Rick Barnes. This is a little bit more. Is this with, who is this with, Elijah?
Marty Smith.
Is this the Marty Smith? So this is a little bit more of, I think we played a minute of Marty Smith and Rick Barnes before. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit more of Rick Barnes with Marty Smith earlier.
You said to me earlier when we chatted that your players were fearful of this. They were scared to death was the words that you used. As a leader, what message do you say to them now that this decision has been made?
Well, what we talked about right before our power talk with our team this morning, they had expressed, you know, what's going on here and this, and they had concerns. And what I just went in and spoke to them after you and I spoke was, and the decision was made, I wanted them to know this was a precautionary, you know, decision, which should be made. But I didn't want them to be alarmed. But I said, I want them also to take it serious. I didn't want them to think there was somebody in this building right now that had the virus. But I said, but you have to understand this is very serious, and that you've got to take it serious and not be kidding around about it, you know, and acting like you're going to touch this guy stuff, that guy stuff. You got to be serious about it. But I'm just happy because I do know that the right decision was made for those guys because they really hadn't had a voice in it. And the fact is they were wondering if we were going to do the right thing.
When the NBA made their decision, what impact do you think that had on this decision and the decisions being made throughout sport?
Well, I'd like to think it had a major decision because the players were the ones that said, hey, we're not going to do this because they realize you're going out there, the sweat, and you just don't know. I don't think they thought it could happen. And the fact is, if we would have gone out to play today, we would be really hoping that we were lucky that nothing would happen. That's what we would be hoping for. But now we've made the right, safe decision. And there's not to say that it might not happen in the next week on our campuses or whatever. But the fact is, this at this point in time is the right decision that they made.
Thank you so much, Coach. I appreciate your perspective.
There you go. Marty Smith on ESPN earlier today with Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes, who, of course, they were supposed to tip against Alabama at noon today. That was going to be the first of four games at Bridgestone Arena. We were supposed to be there doing our show. We're obviously in our Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by Rumble On today. And tomorrow, the SEC tournament has been canceled. We'll have you, Greg Sankey's press conference in just a bit. There has been word come out of Canada. And so we go over to our official desk. I'm the unofficial desk. The official desk. Here's Chase McCabe.
The National Hockey League will officially suspend the season. They do have hopes to resume, but multiple reporters, Pierre LeBrun has put it out there. As someone on the Board of Governors call with the NHL, the season has officially been paused. That's what he was just told. So Chris Johnston of Sportsnet, Elliott's colleague there, has put it out there, and they do hope to resume. So the NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, MLS have all suspended.
Now, while the MLS has suspended their season, and they've come out and said 30 days, nobody else has said kind of a time frame, even though the SEC has said at the end of the month. I kind of view the end of March, kind of going through the rest of the month, as kind of the marker. So I suspect they'll be working around that marker of shutting everything down for the end of March and seeing if they can pick things back up at the beginning of April. Also read where Oregon has canceled their spring football practice, and there are a lot of other schools that are going to be following suit and already have. It looks like spring football, all that right now, the football activities getting cranked up will probably all be shut down for the time being.
NASCAR has announced at this time NASCAR will hold its race events at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway without fans in attendance. These events will be restricted to competitors, crews, officials, and other necessary personnel to conduct the race. We will work with public health officials as we determine future scheduling beyond these events.
We will come back as news continues to break. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next. Well, we've had so much activity in 2.5 hours. Things are starting to slow down. You know why? We're running out of things to cancel. Just about everything is canceled. Except for the TSSAA. Get with it.
Yeah.
Don't be the Big East, man. Don't be the Big East.
Don't be that guy.
Don't play a half and then cancel the tournament. Stop it. Figure it out. What have you got? Let's go over to the official desk. Chase McCabe standing by.
Statement from NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. Quote, in light of ongoing developments resulting from the coronavirus and after consulting with medical experts and convening a conference call of the Board of Governors, the National Hockey League is announcing today that it will pause the 2019-20 season, beginning with tonight's games. The NHL has been attempting to follow the mandates of health experts and local authorities while preparing for any possible developments without taking premature or unnecessary measures. However, following last night's news that an NBA player has tested positive for coronavirus, and given that our leagues share so many facilities and locker rooms, and it now seems likely that some member of the NHL community would test positive at some point, it is no longer appropriate to try and continue to play games at this time. We will continue to monitor all the appropriate medical advice, and we will encourage our players and other members of the NHL community to take all reasonable precautions, including by self-quarantine where appropriate. Our goal is to resume play as soon as it's appropriate and prudent so that we will be able to complete the season and award the Stanley Cup. Until then, we thank NHL fans for your patience and hope you stay healthy. That is Gary Bettman.
Major League Baseball has suspended their baseball operations indefinitely. MLS has shut down their season for the time being for the next 30 days. Ironically, Nashville SC just played Portland on Sunday they played the Portland Timbers out there, and they were supposed to be in Toronto this weekend to take on Toronto, who's very good as well. They have had a brutal schedule in their first, it would have been three games of the year. Atlanta, Portland, and Toronto. Yikes. Not exactly Cupcake City. The MLS has put a hold on their season for the next 30 days. SEC has stopped operations of all sporting events through the month of March. So Vanderbilt, we talked to Tim Corbin earlier today. Vanderbilt baseball was expected. They beat Toledo last night at home, so they played that game. The Vanderbilt basketball team played Arkansas at Bridgestone Arena. But they were expected to start up a conference series at home versus Kentucky. Obviously, that is not going to happen. NHL, we learned that. NBA, last night we learned, shutting down their season for the time being. Two players in the NBA have tested positive, both on the Utah Jazz. We know Rudy Gobert last night is what set all this in motion. Now we've learned Donovan Mitchell, a teammate of his, also has tested positive.
Yeah, it's just...
looks like all the conference tournaments, I have not seen, if there is anybody left, Elijah.
The last I saw was not the MAC, but the MAC. The MAAC, whatever. No, I don't think that's the MIAC. I think
The Mid-Atlantic American Conference.
Thank you.
That's what it's called.
So we think they're the only ones to this point that have not canceled?
I believe so. We can double check back here, but I have not heard of them.
I had seen a very small list, which had the Big East on it. We know they have since canceled at halftime. Dopes. Southland, but they have since canceled. There was a small list of, remember, there's a lot of conferences in Division I basketball. It's 300 and how many teams? But there were very few that were left that had not canceled, and I kind of just feel like they've all canceled by now.
So I just saw this from Georgia. So I don't know if you saw this story, but an elderly man in Georgia died from the coronavirus that came out earlier. Georgia Tech has put out, as of earlier today, the guidance from the University System of Georgia is that all 26 USG institutions will remain open for face-to-face education at this time. So Georgia Tech, the release goes on to say they're monitoring the situation and all that, but I feel like that's going to be a changing thing too. Of, you know, we've seen schools around here that are going to online only classes. I feel like that's going to be happening, you know, everywhere.
I agree. I definitely agree. The Titans have informed Deion Lewis that he's going to be released. No real surprise there, other than that just came from the official desk. It's official.
Oh, it is.
And they are going to save about $4 million in cap space. So right now, it looks like NASCAR, well, I shouldn't say that. So far, PGA, they are saying business without a gallery, but I don't see them wrapping up. I don't believe Sunday they'll be playing a final day.
Is that the players?
Is that next week or is that this week? It may be.
Because they've moved. I know they moved a few years ago.
I know. I don't believe it's
so weird that it's before. It's this week.
It is this week?
Yeah. The 12th through the
15th. Right now they're saying that it's on and today, but I don't see that they're going to wrap up on Sunday. I just don't see it. NASCAR?
They're going to run Atlanta without fans. Right now going to run Homestead without fans.
That's right now.
That is right now.
We've learned this week to say right now.
Yeah. The statement that at this time NASCAR will hold its race events at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway without fans in attendance. These events will be restricted to competitors, crews, officials, and other necessary personnel to conduct the race. We will work with public health officials as we determine future scheduling beyond these events. Their ratings should be pretty good if nothing else is going on.
Should.
I mean,
if you can't make that work, then what are you going to make work? Any word on the NFL? A lot of business to be conducted over the weekend and next week. As of right now, everything is still a go?
Adam Schefter put out about an hour ago, the NFL said it has no plans to move the start of the league year. And Ian Rapoport reported that as well. Schefter's on TV right now, so.
The TSSAA has announced that the girls and boys state tournament, state basketball championship games, they are going to limit players, I guess what, limit people in who can come. Basically, nobody, no spectators, and I don't understand what they're doing.
I don't either. It makes no sense.
I don't get it. No attendance.
Ian Rapoport put out
by earlier, the way, they said their statement was, like many other athletic associations and leagues throughout the country, TSSAA has decided that the health and safety of our student-athletes and spectators alike require that we limit fan attendance at our girls and boys state basketball championships. Beginning with Friday, March 13th session, attendance at the remainder of the girls' state tournament and throughout the boys' state tournament will be limited to team party, 23-person maximum, including visiting players, blah, 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 blah. They said, what I don't understand is they're basically referencing everybody else in the country. TSSAA, there are no games. You're referencing other leagues about limiting attendance or no attendance. That's all gone away and changed. Do you understand that? You understand that everything has been canceled? They're not playing games in front of no one. They're not playing games, period. Get with it.
So this was, I wanted to read this going back to the Deion Lewis thing. Ian Rapoport tweeted out an hour ago when this news came out. Meanwhile, the Titans are officially releasing running back Deion Lewis. Source said, not a surprise as his playing time fell off dramatically this year, and they plan to bring back Derrick Henry at a big number. And I've seen a few other people referencing, you know, Derrick Henry is about to get paid, as we all knew. But when that happens, who knows? The NHLPA has put out a statement. The decision to temporarily suspend play due to the COVID-19 pandemic is an appropriate course of action at this time. The NHLPA will continue to closely monitor this very dynamic situation and remain in daily discussions with the league, our medical consultants, and our players regarding all aspects of this matter. The players are looking forward to the opportunity to resume play in front of hockey fans everywhere.
While conference basketball tournaments have basically all been shut down, still no word on what they're going to do with Selection Sunday and the NCAA tournament, which is supposed to begin in Dayton on Monday.
I know.
Still no official word on what the NCAA tournament is going to do about theirs. Just noticed
the Eagles are closing their facility tomorrow.
Yeah, the Eagles have been one of the teams very proactive. They're the ones that were pulling personnel off the road. Let's go to Cody. I guess he's got a PGA update. Cody, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just on the PGA Tour app, they are still playing the players. And as of right now, there is a gallery. I don't know if they're changing that for tomorrow, but there is a gallery right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yes.
I thought I'd seen
and
where
it,
they had...
It is a massive crowd.
Huh. I just don't believe, Cody, that they're going to wrap this thing up. I have a feeling that they're going to reassess after today. How can you shut down everything,
their
TV, you know?
Numbers might go up if they keep it on.
Do what?
There ain't nothing else to watch, so their TV numbers might go up.
Well, I'll say the same thing about PGA as it did NASCAR. If you can't make it work right now in these times, I don't know how you're going to make it work. Because you're right. They've
right.
got the stage to themselves at this point. Well,
that's right. Well, you guys have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the update. I don't see it. I mean,
I think WrestleMania is going to be the next one. I know the WWE, you know, they're supposed to be. It's in 3 weeks. It's at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Hmm. And there were supposed to be a meeting today on what they're going to do. There were reports last night that their weekly show, the SmackDown show that they do on Fox, that's in Detroit, had been canceled. And they were going to do it from WWE's Performance Center in Florida. But they've disputed that. So I think it's all very fluid for them. My guess is WrestleMania is going to be moved or postponed. Probably what's going to happen.
Greg Sankey has just wrapped up his press conference. We still don't know if we're going to speak with Elliott Friedman or
we're
not.
We're working on that right now. We're going to check in with Drake Hills here in a little bit to talk Nashville SC and get the latest from that. So working on a few things over here.
All right, we'll come back and wrap up the third hour next. Now we're hearing the CFL Combine is being canceled. Yeah.
I was going to go.
No, you weren't. And that could affect us getting Elliott Friedman. I don't know. That news just breaking. The CFL Combine canceled. According to TSN Sports.
So I was just reading a story that Fox 11 in Los Angeles put out there. Two researchers at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville have discovered a chemical compound that, if it passes more testing, could be the cure to stop coronavirus and prevent it from spreading. WATE in Knoxville also put that out there. So that's interesting. Something to watch. Could be some good news in a day of bad news.
A lot of colleges have canceled spring football games and activities. UT today canceled their football players. I guess some of them, selected players, were expected to meet with the media. That's all been canceled.
Elliott's on NHL Network, so that's why we haven't heard from him as of yet.
I suspect we might not have him. My guess is they're going wall to wall up there.
There he is.
Yep.
And we Willie texted us that TSN's all over it. Somebody asked on the text line, any update from WWE on WrestleMania? I have not seen anything. My guess is that's going to be postponed. That it's supposed to happen at Raymond James in Tampa. So.
Because they sell those things out, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
But
that's, what you said, 3 weeks away?
Yep.
Is that what's the date? Is that the March 28th? Oh, so I don't know. We've been saying the end of March. I mean, what if everything, it it's business as usual at the beginning of April. I don't know.
You'd like to think that,
with a
production
like that, I don't know how far out you have to, like, what's your time frame on when you have to pull the plug on a big production like that?
I mean, I would think for that, you're going to have to do it soon.
James Myrtle just tweeted out, the most optimistic people in hockey that I've talked to have suggested this pause on their season will only last 3 or 4 weeks, and then the playoffs would start almost as scheduled in mid-April. Hard to imagine that happens, but that's the hope.
So they would basically just go with what the standings are now?
I mean, that's what I read into that, right? The most optimistic people in hockey that I've talked to have suggested this pause would only last 3 or 4 weeks, and then the playoffs would start almost as scheduled, which is, what is it, like April 8th, I believe, something like that? Just doing this off the top of my head.
So for the first time in history, the phrase, if the playoffs started today, would actually be true.
You mean when we say that every day this time of year?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be, yes.
Well, if that is the case,
then
the Nashville Predators,
the scenario that we painted yesterday, which I said I believe would be the best case scenario.
Well, no. What you said would be the best case scenario is not the scenario. Winnipeg won last night.
Oh, yeah.
So Winnipeg is in the first wild card spot with 80 points. The Predators are in the second wild card spot with 78, would have to play St. Louis.
Those pesky Jets. I was watching the Blackhawks game last night.
What'd they do? They won?
Yeah. In front of the United Center. Yeah, they beat up on the Sharks. I just kept watching them score power play goal after power play goal. And I was like, okay, this thing's over. That's right. The Jets went into Edmonton and beat the Oilers 4-2. Blues beat the Ducks. So, if, like you said, if that were the case and that was to play out, it would be St. Louis and Nashville, first round. Winnipeg, Vegas, first round. Colorado versus Dallas. Edmonton versus Calgary or Calgary.
I wonder if
Vancouver, Minnesota, Arizona, Chicago, outside looking in.
Would you consider a scenario, so let's say, we'll just call it March 30th. Let's say the end of the month, or March 31st. So by April 1st, which was supposed to be Shea Weber's 1,000th game with Montreal and Nashville, the season resumes then. Could you see a scenario where they try and just compact the schedule and play, you can't get 13 in, but maybe you get 8 more in? And then you take the first round and you go best of 5 and not best of 7?
How about this? What if you just came back and said on April 1st, whatever you had the remainder, whatever games you were scheduled to play in April, you play them. And that's that.
So for the Preds, that would be
3 games.
3 games. Yeah.
And some teams may have had 2, some may have had 4. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know how compact.
Could do that.
Probably most teams had 2 or 3 games.
But, I mean, realistically, you could work in probably 5 games and add some back-to-backs. You could make that work. But, I mean, look, we're
by the way, that the Predators have 3, and one of them will be back-to-back.
Okay. So, Montreal, Minnesota's the last one, and then I don't have it in front of me. What was the other one?
I don't either. I know that's right. I know Montreal was April 1st, and then Minnesota's how they finished the regular season.
So somebody texted in that's watching CC9, that's watching NHL Network. We have it on, but we have it turned down, obviously. Elliot Friedman said that he thinks the season will resume where it left off and the playoffs could run into July.
I suspect. Do you think the NHL and the NBA will work together? Like, hey, how are you going to do it? Do you think they're going to try to match
they
up?
They tend to do that.
Right? I because mean, a lot of them share arenas.
Yeah, a lot of
like Colorado, I mean, the Nuggets and the Avalanche are
Gary
both,
Bettman.
Both playoff teams. They share arenas.
Yeah, I mean, Gary Bettman and David Stern were very close, and so they've always had a working relationship. Adam Silver has continued that. So, yeah, I think they should probably put their heads together and see what happens.
At Philly was the
Philly.
At Philly. Yep. So home against Montreal, Minnesota, at Philadelphia. Those were the three games scheduled in April. I would think that both leagues would try to match up, like do the same thing. Either they're coming back and they're going to finish out their regular season. Remember, as we said earlier, the NBA has a little bit more games, like a handful more games to play in the regular season than the NHL. They started a little bit later. And I would think that they would either come back and both say, hey, we're just where the standings are, that's where we're starting the playoffs. Or they would come back and say,
Elliot's going to join us at 1:15. He's going to push back 15 minutes.
Okay.
He's going to jump on with us.
All right. Let's tell you what. We'll get Ryan and Martin on the other side. We'll step away quickly. We'll come back, get a couple of phone calls. We will have Elliot Friedman at 1:15. So fourth and final hour next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.